Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Listen.
Kids Rush Radio. Kids Rush Radio.
Hey, good evening. How you doing there, Chance Rush? April the 24th, 9 p.m. Good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's program is being powered by Bird Inc. Check them out at birdindustriesinc.com. 100% Indian-owned company by the one and only Miss Lori Bird. Lori, I want to thank you very much for, sponsoring our program. Because of you, because of Bird Inc., we're able to do this outreach to so many homes, so many computers or whatever it may be. We're very, very grateful that you've given us the opportunity. So Bird Inc., check them out. 100% Indian-owned, and the owner is Lori Bird. That's Jackie Bird's little sister and Gordon Bird's daughter. And we're just very grateful that, I'm part of the family, man. That makes me feel good. Speaking of family, man, I just want to give a big shout-out to my uncle, Kirby Reynolds. He went on to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our creator, Tekonshala. My heart's real heavy for Kim and Kilreen and Kirby and all the grandchildren, as well as my Aunt Karen up there in Newtown, North Dakota. I want you to know that I'm praying for you. I'm thinking about you. I know it's a little challenging to be able to, move on in life, I know that my Uncle Kirby has done so much for me, for my family, and also for my dad. I remember, man, that there wasn't, I know my dad could always go to my Uncle Kirby, and my Uncle Kirby always had my dad's back and everything, always took care of my father. So it just makes me feel good to be part of that family. And, I'm just real sorry. And I know that I want to dedicate, this program, and if there's any positive message that comes out of it, I just want to make sure that, the Reynolds family is in my thoughts and prayers, our family is in our thoughts and prayers, because my family's struggling. That was their brother, that was their uncle, and, cherish every single day and give it 100%, and that's what my uncle Kirby did. He gave life 100%, and he never backed down. So in saying that, tonight's program is, something that we need to focus on, Indian country, to up its game to the next level. It is time that we as natives take a stand on who we are, what we see in tribal communities across this land. We also need to focus on what we can do on a national level. So if you have it in you, give me a call. So for the next 26 minutes, I will be taking phone calls. I'll also be wrapping some things up. Tonight's message, believe it or not, it's inspired and it's influenced by Prince, or the artist formerly known as Prince. I remember watching him on a talk show, and some of you guys may recall this with Tavis Smiley. One of the things that he talked about was just taking ownership of who you are and not letting the industry take advantage of you. And that's what made him who he was. He wrote every song, produced every beat. He did everything. He did it all. And I know that we can't say enough great things about Prince. But at the same time, he was successful because, he was just a man of his word. And that's so key, being a man of your word. And in that interview with Tavis, he said that, you have to, be the owner of who you are and not the industry, and that was so true. And that makes me just kind of want to reflect on this past week. I had the privilege to go out to Phoenix, Arizona, and join USDA, ANA, HHS, Salt River, NIGA, and probably many more sponsors. I can't think off the top of my head. Travel Tech. And we got together with over 100 Native youth to do the Generation Indigenous Challenge being presented by the White House. We had a great time out there in the Salt River community, a day-long of tribal festivities, youth festivities, youth-led. And the Generation Indigenous Challenge is we're just encouraging young tribal, young leaders in tribal communities to step up and create an initiative that can benefit and help a tribal community. And there was actually a young lady who's working on her law degree over at the University of Arizona. She did taxes for all the people in her community up in Standing Rock. And I just thought that was an inspirational and motivating story. I think that's fabulous. That's great that you can be creative. And from there, I had the chance and the privilege to go up to Mountain Village, Alaska, and that was amazing. With my newfound family up there, the Yupik Eskimos up in that area. Furthest trip I've ever had in my life. I traveled all the way up. 4 hours from Phoenix to Seattle, 4 hours from Seattle to Anchorage, and then 2 hours from Anchorage out to St. Mary's, and then bus down to the village in Mountain Village, Alaska. I was pretty special because I got to ride in a car. everybody's on four-wheelers up there. So if you're listening up there, man, I just want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to come up there. I'm truly grateful for the opportunities that I've been given, I know that I took those messages, I took those words that Prince said, back in the day, and I said, I want to be like that. I want to be able to do the things that I love doing, do the things how I want to be effective. And today, our pastor at church talked about that, where that we're all We're our mission is in different entities. Some of it is through education, some of it is through, the church, and others is through athletics or whatever it may be. But I'm just very grateful, for my mission, that I have the opportunity to travel to different tribal communities around the United States and share the Word of God, share the Creator's messages and what He has in store for me. And I'm very grateful, and I owe it all. I owe it all to my Lord and Savior. And in saying that, it's just it's absolutely. Sometimes it's just surprising, and the some of the things that I get to do, and I know that there's many of you out there that have that and are able to do that. You wake up every morning, and you're in a situation that's just. It's amazing, and it's encouraging, but it's also a lot of hard work. So I want to think, I think about you guys. I pray about you guys, and your mission and what you're doing and how your outreach wants to be. I do have a little prayer request this evening, man. If you could please keep, myself and our team and your thoughts and prayers. We have a pretty challenging spring and summer schedule. If you haven't seen Facebook, you can also go to ChanceRush.com and OneChanceLeadership.com and check out our upcoming dates. Can't say enough, So visit our websites, This week coming up, man, we're going to be heading out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, Thursday the 28th from 9 to 4 as we presented by the White House. I get to team up with the one and only Marcus Anthony to do the Generation Indigenous Challenge Albuquerque. That evening, I had the privilege of being a judge at the Miss Indian World Pageant and watched the exit of Cheyenne Brady. It's just going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. I get to judge that. And then Friday, we'll be heading over to Northwest Shiprock Associated Schools with my man, Mr. Earl Crisp. That's Rainey Crisp's dad. We get to go over there and work with the students over there on Friday. Then we fly home, And then I take off to Arkansas with my son. I want to give a special shout out to my wife and my four daughters. They're going to be traveling down to Tampa, Florida to compete in a national cheerleading contest. I want to give a shout out to Lux Gym here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I believe, I feel it. I really do think that they can shock the world and win a championship. So I'm really looking forward to that. We just have a lot going on in this household. We have a lot going on out there. I want to encourage all of you guys to get involved. If you get involved, some things will happen. Doors will open up. You know, I tried football. I was too small. I tried basketball. I was too short. I tried soccer. You know, I tried it all, you know, and I never gave up on finding something to get involved in. Turned out that I was a runner, you know, a couple national championships, high school state championships, couple national championships, became an All-American, you know, and running has saved my life and has done so much for me. You got to get involved. No matter what it is, you got to get involved. If you want to get involved in politics, if you want to get involved in education, if you want to get involved in the entertainment sector, whatever it may be, don't let up, don't sit back, and don't think that, you know, someone is going to pick up the slack for you, because it doesn't happen that way. You know, I was on Facebook a little earlier, and, you know, kind of discouraged by something. It's really none of my business, but I was discouraged by something. You know, there's a program down in El Reno, Oklahoma, the Shawnee Arapahoe Tribe, and they do a tremendous job with athletes. And I want to give a shout out to our Respect program. And, you know, I know there's so many of them that who kind of run that show. I know Reggie and Gerlin, you know, you guys, your leadership, you know, I can't say enough about you guys, you know. Nonetheless, you know, they're always at it. I mean, not only are they showing up to compete in these games, but they're winning them. They're in championship games everywhere we go. But that's not what's important. What's important is that education is just as important to the Shawnee Arapahoe Respect program. And, you know, it's crazy because it starts to get where, you know, they get targeted for whatever it may be. You know, funds get cut or, you know, people worried about, you know, where they park their tribal vehicles or whatnot. I know that there's a protocol and there's a responsibility and there's professionalism, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, we're saving, you know, this program is saving young people's lives and giving them opportunity. I think we need to focus on the goodness of it. Make the minor corrections, make the minor adjustments, but, you know, just let this program be who it is and what it is. I'm very honored and grateful and proud that I can say that I have some type of small role in the Respect program, whether it just be a community member or whatever it may be. But they encourage young people to get involved. And like the Respect program, I want to encourage a lot of you all to get involved. Do what you got to do. Make things happen. Put yourself in a position for all of us to be powerful. Young people, go to college. You know, go to college and make some things happen and get that college degree. Get that college degree. And, you know, you guys apply for jobs. You know, apply for jobs and, you know, build your resume. You know, go make it happen. Stand up for something. You know, and I want to encourage you to do that. Make things right so you can be effective. If you have fines, if you're not registered to vote, you know, you pretty much got until, you know, November for the big one. But, you know, get involved. You know, don't sit back and don't, you know, let's not be petty. That's why I brought that whole Respect thing up. Let's not be petty about what's right and what's wrong. You know, because at the end of the day, all of us have to answer to our Lord and Savior. That's who, at the end of the day, we have to answer to. You know, we don't have to answer to somebody who just wants to inquire about something or whatever it may be. Get involved the right way. Get involved in a healthy way, and let's move forward. Let's progress as tribal people. You know, let's progress as Native people. You know, let's put ourselves on the map again. I mean, if half of our people could truly understand what we went through and how we were affected by historical trauma. Okay, historical trauma has happened to Native people, I don't want to be biased, but pretty severely. I mean, right there at the top, you know, as well as racism in African-American communities, as well as, you know, whatever nationality, whatever it may be. We're all affected by something that tried to destroy our culture. I mean, if you think about it, you know, Martin Luther King, what he said and what he did, all those leadership, Jackie Robinson, whatever it may be, you know, and then you see young kids today in African-American communities gangbanging, you know, slanging, whatever it may be, you know. But I also want us to look and understand what a lot of them are doing on the healthy end, the positive end, the Jackie Robinson, the Michael Jordan. You know, we have so many leaders who are stepping up. Yeah, we see some setbacks, but we also see a lot of doctors and a lot of lawyers. And that's the same thing that's happened in Indian country. Yeah, we see, you know, the this and the that and the stereotypes and whatever it may be. We can't focus on those things. We can't let those things be the reason why we're held back and we're held down. Think of all of our tribal leaders that sacrifice years and years of their life so that they can be certified to be doctors and lawyers and whatever it may be. You know, Indian country, we're not suffering. And that thing, that gets me all the time, how I hear a lot of these, you know, co-presenters or whatever, they talk about our people are suffering. No, we're not. We're not suffering. Either you decide to be lazy or you decide to be a leader. You decide to be a victim or you decide to be a victor. You decide to be weak or you decide to be strong. You decide to do good or you decide to do bad. It's up to you in our tribal communities if you want to hate on someone or if you want to love on someone. It's up to you if you're going to be a believer. I mean, if you're not going to believe or if you're going to be a believer. But at the end of the day, my tribal people aren't suffering. You have an opportunity to make a move. You have an opportunity to try something different. You know, take advantage of, I mean, let me say this in a healthy way. Think about it. USDA, HUD housing, the BIE, the Bureau of Indian Education. I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers here, but think about the BIE, the Bureau of Indian Education. Think of how many non-natives are in leadership when it comes to the Bureau of Indian Education. HUD housing, it's the cheapest labor, it's the cheapest lumber, it's the cheapest nails, it's predominantly an unhealthy environment when it comes to minerals, water. Location, whatever it may be, you know. Think about USD. I think they're doing a little better now. But I remember when I was a little kid, on a box that came to my house, it said Class D, but edible, which meant it was the lowest class of food distribution, but it was edible. And that's all they have to do. All they have to do is pass regulation. So here it is at the end of the day. How many of our people rely on commodities? How many of our people rely on HUD housing? How many of our people rely on, you know, some type of assistance, you know, food stamps or whatever it may be? I'll tell you what, right now, if we don't take a stand on some of these issues, budgets will continue to be cut. Budgets are being cut in the country every single day and in every single way. So we can't sit back and let the system play out. They want us to be in a system. And when I say they, it's anybody that doesn't want to see Indian country succeed. It's programs that don't want Indian country to succeed. It's voters on the left wing and voters on the right wing that are deciding our fate. That's why we can't rely on the system. You have to step up. You have to be heard. I can name 100 Native people that came from poverty-stricken areas to become educators, to become doctors, to become lawyers, to become activists, to make a difference. I can name hundreds of them. So while we're sitting over here worried about who's calling us in the name or having some comedian bash us and put us down and, you know, make fun of us, you know, that's his ignorance. That's their ignorance. We can't be ignorant with them. We can't let little petty stuff get the best of us. So don't focus on the system. Make changes. Make a difference. Continue to be influential. Last week I said it best. If you want to go out and you want to be an advocate, then go be one. What are you waiting on? What are you hoping for? Don't take something that you're dreaming about. Don't take something that's going to make you happy. Don't do that. Go make it happen. Go be influential. You own you. Don't let the system own you, but you own you. You make a difference. You challenge people every single day. Don't sit there and let somebody dictate your fate. Don't let somebody dictate, you know, how you should be or how you should act. Here's a crazy thing. Okay, it's up to me if I'm going to let somebody talk to me a certain way. It's up to me if I'm going to let somebody distract me, disrespect me. It's up to me. Here's the thing. I go out to this golf course all the time. I'm always at this golf course. Do you know how many, and you know what? I'm a member of this particular golf course. You know how many men come up to me and they think that they can talk to me a certain way? I don't let them. I let them know. I'm a member too. And if you want to have a conversation with me, it's not going to be how you want it to be. You got to stand up. You got to be vocal. But you also got to be healthy about it. One gentleman out there who thought he could talk to me a certain way, he knows now. You can't talk to me that way. All right? I'm educated. I'm balanced. I'm focused. I'm polite. I'm professional. I'm willing. You're going to talk to me in a manner that you, how you would want to be talked to, you know, how you would want people to talk to you. But I do that in a healthy way. We all have to do these things in a healthy way. But I'm not going to allow somebody to disrespect me because he thinks he can. You can't either. I'm not trying to be Farrakhan up in here. I'm not trying to be, you know, some anti, you know, non-native advocate up here. But what I'm simply saying is you have to make what you want to become happen. And we have to up our game. You listening right now, you're going to have to up your game if you want to see change in your home, if you want to see change in your community, and if you want to bring change to Indian country so that we can be a stronger Indian country, so we can be more effective in the real world, because that's where it is. Life is honest, and I've said this all the time in the past. It is up to you how people are going to treat you. It's up to you how people are going to respect you. It's up to you how people think they can talk to you. And in saying all of that, it is a challenge. It is hard to go get an education. It is hard to be alcohol and drug free, to live a sober life. It is hard sometimes to turn the other cheek. It is hard to listen to the ones that encourage you instead of listening to the ones that discourage you. Here's a perfect example. So I had a chance. It was presented by the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health. And Leandra Nez gave me the opportunity to come right here in Tulsa to speak on one of the days. And it was getting later in the day. Man, I had a speaking engagement from about 3:30 to 4:30. People were tired. They'd been there all day. And Walter Echohawk did a great job in presenting some facts and some information. People took notes. People wrote it down. And it was my turn to get up there and do my thing. And I focused more on being funny. I focused more on encouraging. I kind of steered some away from my topic. Maybe that was unprofessional. I should have talked about what sobriety has done for me, but I went down the road by making people laugh, making people feel good about themselves, telling the truth. I was talking the truth. And when I got my evaluations back, a lot of people gave me a fair review as far as information provided. Now, if they would have said, was he funny? I'm sure they all would have circled five. I hope they would all circle five. If not, it ain't me, it's them. They got to work on their humor because I had some funny things to say. But in that, I let that kind of get to me. I didn't let all the people encourage me. I didn't let the people that gave me hugs. I didn't let the people, you know, that put something on my Facebook and, you know, all those things. And I want to thank all of you guys who supported me during that day. And that was probably about maybe 75% that said good things about me. And it was the 25% that said he was unprofessional, his information wasn't accurate, or not accurate, but his information, he didn't hit on the points that he said he was going to hit on. I let that get to me. I let the small amount of the negative side get to me than the positive side. That is hard. That is a challenge. End of the day. And what got me through it, ladies and gentlemen, is I prayed. I got on my knees that night, and I said, look, man, I've been discouraged all day, not by the 25% of discouragement. Got on my knees, you know, and Creator told me, he said, hey, you know what? For me, you said you want to do this for me. But number two, focus on what you have control of. Focus on what people positive are saying about you. Don't focus on the negative. You're not going to please everybody. That's my favorite. You're not going to please everybody. And I'm going to tell you guys that this season. There's probably a person right now on this show, you don't even agree with me, or whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, be honest with yourself. Be honest with others. Because when you're honest, you get to do more. Pay your fines. Hug your kids. Deeper. Start your own company the way that you want to start your own company. Go be happy the way that you want to be happy. Make it right. Do it the right way. Do it the healthy way. Stand up for yourself. Be strong and make a difference. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's time for us to get on the next level as tribal people all across the North American continent. We've got to have a voice. We've got to stand up. If you're quiet, then you're never going to. Trust me, believe that. If you're not speaking up and if you're not advocating, then you're going to grow older just the way that you are, and you're always going to be the same person. When you're an advocate and you want to make a difference, hey, you know what? That's just the difference between an elder and an older. Elders are about knowledge, advocating, standing up. Olders, well, you're just getting older. Hey, visit me at www.chancerush.com. Also, Chance Lee Rush on all social media, onechanceleadership.com. MC1, get ready, man. We're coming out to Albuquerque, New Mexico. The 28th, the 29th will be in Shiprock, New Mexico. Shout out to my Uncle Kirby. Love you. God bless you guys. And thank you guys for listening in tonight. Heavenly Father, Kirby, hello. This evening, all these individuals need courage and motivation. Thank you for making me who I am. So grateful for you, Heavenly Father. Good night, people. Love you all. God bless. Next week.